Now Bhavan Bhavam of the 8th house, the house of transformation, it has nothing feeding into it, nothing from anywhere else comes into the 8th house. However, 8 from the 8th house is the 3rd house, and I have spoken a bit of this in the 3rd house, Bhavan Bhavam. That means whatever your leftover baggage was there from past life, you have come to do in this lifetime. Whatever skills you acquired, 3rd house, the house of skills, neighbors, whatever karma was there with skills, neighbors, etc., even your siblings, younger siblings, you have come to fulfill it in this lifetime. If their planet focus is in the 8th house, you have come to transform something. Take care which Karaka is playing, like Kamatya Karaka or Dar Karaka or whatever Karaka it is. Any one of the 7 Jaimini Karakas, you take care and see whatever is coming into the 8th house, the planet sitting there or the lords thereof, and where in the Karaka list do they play out? That's what you have come to transform this time around. Something has to break there. Think of 8th house as rebirth through death of something else. It may be an idea. It may be a removal of person from your life. Your relatives, friends, sons, families, daughters, doesn't matter. Jyotish does not care who shows up in your life. It only is bothered about you. That's why Atma Karaka is given the highest preference in Jaimini. It doesn't care about your spouse. Dar Karaka is the last. It doesn't care about your kids. It doesn't care about anything else. It just is for your self-transformation. So if you're more on the 8th house, your career focus will be transforming. Maybe transformational careers. Maybe doing something which is triggering the collective. Isn't it? Maybe working towards the wealth of others. 8th house is the wealth of others. All of this stuff will play out if your Karaka, if your planet Atma Amatya Karaka is focused in the 8th house. Think of careers relating to wealth of others, wealth management, so on. Okay, next we shall talk about the 9th house.